Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God in this new year, 2024. Well, you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on Fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with a mighty word. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Please forgive me for my voice. I have a slight case of laryngitis right now, and so my voice will be in and out, hoarse and normal, but please forgive me, and I pray to God that you understand every word that I am saying. Amen? So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
Lord, today we place everything in your hands. Our families, our health, our homes, our security, and our fears. You are the only one we trust with all we have and all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
For you. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Lord, we ask you to protect our children physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, and in every way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Loving Father, thank you for giving us your love, grace, and mercy. Thank you for giving us the privilege of being your children and allowing us to come into the throne room to thank you, praise you, and petition you. Help us this day to give ourselves to you in body and mind and spirit so that our lives will praise you and be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all,
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message for the day. And it's entitled, Reachable. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. God's will can seem grand and unreachable, can't it? After decades of hearing believers talk about their struggles, I have realized two reasons people get so frustrated with the Christian life. Either they don't understand the nature of the will of God, or they don't know how to find it. And if you don't comprehend those two things, you may feel insecure and directionless in your walk with Jesus. However, take heart today that God is committed to your success. The Lord is dedicated to helping you experience him, the purposes you were created for, and the full expression of your potential. That means his will for you is not unreachable. In fact, he is constantly communicating it to you. If you set your heart to love and seek him, he will take you there. So today, don't take the frustrating path of trying to guess God's mind. Rather, seek him. Trust him to disclose his plans. Obey him, and he will direct your courses. Your course. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Lord, we want your will and set our heart to obey you. Reveal your will and your ways to us, so that we may walk in your perfect path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Command of sky and sea. Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love.
6:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Dear Lord, we give all our worries, our doubts, our fears, and our concerns over to you. Today, our life is in your hands. We need not worry, because you have got everything under control. All will be well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Raise it,
Thanks be to God. Fill me up, God. I need more of you. Praise God. And while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I'll play a short selection. Should be arriving soon. And we just want to thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Again, we are waiting on our speaker, so while we're waiting, I will play a short selection. Praise God. 550. Bread of life.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king of carpenters, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on.
yourself say it.
This time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy, and how are you on this beautiful New Year's 2024?
Sound like I'm doing a little better than you. You ain't got no voice.
Absolutely. I don't know. I woke up New Year's Day, and it was worse than this. But praise be to God, I's here.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, Happy New Year, Blog Talk Radio.
Yay.
My goodness. This is our first Thursday of the year.
Great.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. For all of you that keep coming back or keep listening, this is our first day. We're getting ready to push off this new year. With, my goodness, with a bang, B-A-N-N-N-G. Yes, Lord, God has something in store for all of us. Yeah. You just got to be ready to receive it. You got to be ready to receive it.
Praise the
Lord. A lot of times we get twisted up because we're expecting something from God. And because, my goodness, God, I love you. Because he's God, we're expecting, we get ready to get a car. We get ready to get a house. We get ready.
Praise God.
Y'all get ready to get a whole lot of things, aren't you?
Tell it,
but
Lord.
Either way, all I can tell you is it's bigger than that.
Amen.
Yeah. Is bigger than any of that. My goodness, glory to God. And I'm excited that God has allowed me to be one of the ones to bring it to you. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Look, I ain't no fool. I ain't going to be like Elijah. I'm the only one. Oh, the devil is a liar. God said, hold that thought, Kathy. You are not the only one. So that's why I said, I'm grateful to be one of the ones
Amen.
That he's chosen to yes. bring forth this message towards the new. Oh, my goodness, glory
Come
to God.
On, man.
I
Come
tell
on.
You, I don't know about anybody else, but I, oh, my goodness, I have been maturing over the years.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want to be the one when God sends that message, I wish that I could give you, I wish that I could feed you meat, but you're still on milk. I don't want to be the one he's talking about. Come on now. If
yes,
God
Lord.
Sends a preacher with a word and the preacher said, I wish that I could deliver to you what I have for you, but you're not ready, you're still on milk, I don't want to be the one he's talking about. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I'm ready for steak and potatoes. I don't know
Amen.
About y'all. After
Amen.
All these years of listening to folks preaching and teaching and everything, give
Tell
me
it.
Some steak.
Tell
I'm
it.
Ready, Lord.
Ooh, tell it.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Pastor Kathy's standing here talking about, I'm ready, Lord. Give me the steak. I'm ready.
Yes.
I might not like the steak.
Come
but
on.
My goodness, glory to God. Come
tell
on.
Tell it.
Because some
it.
Things God is going to release to you that
yes.
you don't like. You need it. It's got to happen. It's inevitable. But you might not like it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't mean. Here's the thing. I'd rather not like it than to be not ready for it.
All right.
You said, why? Why? Because, here's the thing, I want to be ready. God's word is preparing me daily for what's coming my way.
Yes.
Yeah. See, we think that when bad things happen, oh, it was a coincidence, oh, it was an accident, oh,
no.
Hey! It was God. Look in his word. It says, trials and tribulations are persecuted. You're going to have all of these things.
Yes, we are.
These things are going to come. When
yes.
I tell you God's word has prepared us for every year, every new year, every old year, he is preparing us daily. If you're tied into his word. If you're not tied into his word, then you're not prepared. And if
yes.
you're not prepared, then you're still on milk.
Mm-mm.
You're not ready. You're not ready. God has a lot of things he wants to release to us. It is 2024. Woo-hoo! Thank you, God. We made
yes.
it. We still here.
We yes, we did.
We
Praise
thank
God.
God. And on that note, because we're in a thankful mode, I asked Evangelist Hilda to play Fred Hammond, Bread of Life. And when you hear that song, you know she either needs a pick-me-up or she getting ready to be picked up. Either way, it's a pick-me-up. Because right now we're getting ready to take communion real quick. Yes, we're going to take a time out.
Praise
the
Lord.
First Thursday of 2024, we are going to take communion. Yes. Now,
yes, Lord.
All you got to do is follow our lead. You ain't got to say nothing. Oh, well, if you want to participate in the background, I hope you got your crackers, your bread, whatever. I hope you got your items there in front of you and something. And here's the thing. If you use a regular cracker, a regular piece of bread, a regular cup of juice, this is what you need to do. Bless it.
Yes.
Father, these items that I have chosen
yes.
to use as a symbol of your blood and your flesh. Come on now.
All right now.
Right? I'm using it symbolically, and I'm asking you to bless this which I'm using to partake in your flesh. And in your blood, oh God. And after you bless these things, now they're not just regular items.
Yes.
They're items that you can use solely for communion at this point.
Praise God.
Yeah. Now, we're going to hit this communion so we can get into this word real quick and be blessed on this first Thursday of 2024. Hallelujah. Evangelist Hill, do you got that scripture there for me, dear heart?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and read those two scriptures, please. These are our communion scriptures. Everybody uses them, or they use one of these communion scriptures. So we're going to use this one because it's quick, it's brief, and it's to the point. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, and it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said."
Stop. Break your bread, because after she finishes, when she says break, take and eat, we're going to do that. Soon as she says it, and when she says drink, we're going to drink. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda.
"And he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Take, eat your bread. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Go ahead.
Got to get the juice open. Praise the Lord. "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Drink. Drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. My goodness. Thank you, God.
Thank
you, God. Many may not understand why we're taking communion. It is the first Thursday. Usually in most churches, they do it the first Sunday of the year. Oh, excuse me, they do it the first Sunday of every month. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, this is our Sunday. Thursday becomes our Sunday, and this is our first Thursday of the year. And so how befitting for us to take communion tonight. Yes,
amen.
And to do it in unity. If you don't want to do it, you didn't have to do it. But this is how we remind, oh my goodness, glory to God. This is how we remind ourselves just how much he loves us.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. He said, this is my body broken for you and you and you and you. This is my blood spewed out for you, you, you. Oh my goodness, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what he did for us. So as often as you do it in remembrance of me. Do it remembering the price that I paid for the love I feel for you.
Praise God.
Yeah. And guess what? He did it when we were yet in sin. He didn't wait till we came out of the sin and said, okay, I let you break my body, shed my blood. Now that they come out of sin, because guess what? He would have never done it, because we would have never come out of sin.
That's right.
My goodness, glory to God. So he did it in preparation, giving, my goodness, glory to God, giving us something we could use to get out of the sin. You know,
that
in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, they had to come, and they couldn't even go inside the synagogue. They couldn't go in. No, they had to give it to the high priest, whatever they were using as their sacrifice, and it had to be clean without spot, blemishes, none of that. Here you go. This is my offering, my sacrificial offering for what I've done wrong for the whole year.
Yes.
And help you if the priest stepped foot in there and he was in the wrong and didn't even get himself clean, he'd fall out and they had to drag him on out. He can't even go present the offering for us. Come on now.
Amen.
Now this, let me tell you what that is before I get into this word that is good. If the priest go in there to represent you and he himself is not clean, or he hasn't come clean before God, he going to fall out there, poof, and
that's
they
got
to drag him on out. He can't even represent you in front of God because he himself is still wrong. Because, see, here's the thing. We got to get right before we go before God to represent others. I can't go before the throne and say, Lord, forgive Billy of his sins and I'm full of sin. God is looking at me going, Jesus, are they mocking me, Jesus? Father, let me explain. My people still don't know. Woo, forgive them for they know not what they're doing, Lord. But here's the thing. God is expecting that the ones he has chosen, goodness, glory to God, that you have knowledge of the fact that you do not come before God to represent the others until you have come clean before God.
Amen.
Father God.
Amen.
Father God, I am a sinner. Look what King David did.
Yes.
Every time you turned around, he was going to God on his own behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Get me right. Created me a clean heart.
Why,
I can't lead your people like this. You won't let me. And what did God say? He's a man after my own heart. Why?
Yes.
Because he knew how to confess. He knew how to repent. He knew how to walk away from that thing.
Come on now.
I've done wrong in your sight, God. I don't like it. God, forgive me. And he truly repented. He didn't say, God, forgive me, and the next day he was doing the same thing. He did other things, but he didn't keep doing the same thing over and over and over. Well, I guess he kind of. No. Here's the thing. We have got to have a repentant spirit. You want something in the new year? Ask God to create in you a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within you.
Yes.
That's what we should be asking for. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. And all these other things you desire, they're going to be added. But right now, seek, my goodness, good of God, seek to do the will of the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Seek to be in his will. To do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Come on now.
Yes.
2024, I say it's time out for saying, God, I need God. I want God. Can you help me, God? Can you give me? I say it's time to say, God, what do you want of me? What do you require of me, my Lord?
Yes.
Father God, create an opportunity that I can share the good news about your son, Jesus. Start asking God, what can you do for him?
Yes.
That's harder to seek ye first the kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah, come on now. Come on. Right. It's time out for what we think we want, what we think we got to have, what we think we... Hey! The God that created you knew in 2024 what you would need before you did.
Yes, he did.
Come on now, if you want to know the truth about it, you don't even know what you need. He does. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes,
precious
does.
And heavenly Father, have your way on this night. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us an opportunity to be here tonight.
Yes,
to
Lord.
To partake of your body and your blood, oh God. And
yes,
to
Lord.
Do this, to enter into the new year, 2024, first Thursday of the year, enter in doing in remembrance of what you taught. Do this in remembrance of me. We're remembering how much you love us.
Yes, Lord.
That's how we enter into 2024. And then we say, Father, please, Father, forgive me of all my sins, things that I've done, didn't even know I was doing. I still don't know I've done it.
Yes, Lord.
Please forgive me, God.
Forgive me,
I ask on this day that you created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me for 2024. I want to be found pleasing unto you, O God. I want to be used by you and not as an unclean vessel. I want to be a vessel that you need not be ashamed of.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. We just ask that you have your way tonight. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us enough to allow us to see 2024. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you've done, doing, and going to do. Have your way with this word right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Praise
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Here
Hallelujah.
We go.
Thank
you know, the title, here we go. Watch this. Now, y'all got to stay with me, because if you don't stay with me, you're going to get left behind. And I don't know how many of you saw the movie Left Behind. I don't want to be left behind.
No way.
I want to go on the first trip.
Amen.
When he snatched him up, I want to be on that first trip. I don't even want to see what happens on the second trip. I don't want to be down here for that.
No. Nope.
Lord, when you swoop the first time, can I be in that first swoop, God? Please.
Lord,
please.
Let me be in the
you
first
You better
class.
Think of it like this. This is how you need to think of it. You need to think that when God comes the first time around, you better say to yourself, it's like the Titanic, and I want to make sure I get on the lifeboat.
Okay.
In order for you to get on that lifeboat, you got to start living for Christ right now. That's the only way. That's the only way.
Yeah.
You're going to have your life jacket on and be able to get on that lifeboat. Come on now.
Yes,
or else you're going to have to stay here for that second time around. And the just so you know, the ones that get left behind, and you might have an opportunity to make it in the second time. I don't really think so, because guess what? His spirit won't be here to help you.
Okay.
We can't make it now. We got his spirit.
Come
How
on.
How we going to do it without the spirit? Oh, my goodness.
Tell
Holy Ghost. Look, the Holy Ghost said, tell it, Pastor, tell it. Because I'm down here working as hard as I can to get them into the kingdom.
Yes,
and
Lord.
They're not listening to me. They're overriding what I whisper in their spirit. They're not listening. I'm just trying to help them. It is not my Father's desire that they should perish. I'm trying to help them.
You don't want
I want to see everybody get in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them what you think is right is wrong, and what you think is wrong is right. Come on now. Y'all know the kind of world we in right now. He told us in his word, the day is going to come when they look at what's wrong and say it's right, and what's right and say it's wrong. We're there, y'all.
Take
a look around. We are there.
Absolutely.
And all you've got to do is allow the Holy Ghost to decipher for you what is really right in the sight of the Lord. Not in man's sight, in the sight of the Lord.
Of the
Come
Lord.
On now.
Amen, amen.
But those are two different views.
Yes, indeed.
Here we go. My goodness, glory to God. We are coming from Matthew. Go into the middle of your Bible. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 37. Thank you, God. Have your way, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Here we go.
The title?
No. Hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to get the title. Then we have come from Matthew. It's the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the first one, Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 37. Here we go. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowd, he was moved with compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
I hope that you guys are not hearing that static that I hear on the line. I pray because I'm trying to preach louder to go over it, but I pray that it's not distracting you from hearing God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe it's just a phone that needs to be muted, or it's just mine. I don't know, but I hope y'all don't hear it. Here we go. So now we're coming from Matthew 9:35-37. The title of this message is Unseen Compassion. Unseen Compassion. We got to look back at what God said, and this is what he wanted me to give you guys for the first Thursday in 2024. He said he's been going through the towns, the villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, you got to understand, when all this was going on, back in that time, there was only two preaching salvation, Jesus and John the Baptist, right? So Jesus running around, he's preaching, he's teaching, he's healing, he's delivering, and he looks at his disciples and he goes, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He said, pray. My goodness, glory to God. Pray, ask the Lord of the harvest, right? Ask God to send more laborers. The only thing that's changed is that God sent more laborers. Yeah. It looks like the laborers are still few. The devil is a liar. No. We got a whole lot of workers down here working for the Lord right now.
Amen.
They're not all working for self-gain. They're not all working and compromising and doing things they're not supposed to do as a child. They're not all doing that. You got some that are sold out for Christ. You still have some Pauls right about now. Yeah, Paul was sold out. Once he got sold out, he was sold out. My goodness, glory to God. And so don't think everybody out there is not working for the Lord. Now, I got to tell you, because it's in his word, it ain't no secret. He says that there are some that are coming in his name that he has not sent. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says there's still false teachers out there, pastors that have come on their own. I didn't send them.
That's right.
And at the end, when they sat in front of God, and they said, oh, God, I did this in your name, and I did that, he's going to say, oh, get away from me, for I know you not. I didn't send you to do that. I don't know what you was doing. Who told you to go? I could have told you wasn't one of mine. Come on now. You got to understand when God tells you that, he's trying to tell you there are still some using his name, but they're really working for Satan. They're not trying to preserve your life. They're trying to take your life.
Come on now. Praise God.
And what God is trying to tell us for 2024, he said, I hope this is the year that I can serve the meat to you. I hope you're not still as babies. Watch this, y'all. Watch this right here. Thank you, God. My goodness, glory to God. He says, when he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them because they were being harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. I looked it up in the commentary. Guess what the commentary said? Commentary says they were not merely as sheep that have grown weary and tired and they're hungry, needing to be fed. No, 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 no. He said, the commentary says, but were as those that have been harassed by the wolf, the prey of thieves and robbers. My goodness, glory to God. I kept reading. And then it said down there, Matthew 10 and 16, he says, behold, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, I need you to be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. So God is already letting us know the wolves are out there. Yeah, you got to understand false teachers and all those false prophets and all these. Guess what? God has let us know in his word. The wolves are out there. You got to know this. Why? Because they are the ones that are bringing about this surprise attack. They are the ones that are harassing you. Who are they? Satan and his ilk.
Yep.
When he got kicked out, a third got kicked out with him.
Absolutely.
He's not down here alone because guess what? If the truth be told, and the truth is getting ready to be told, amen.
Amen.
Satan cannot be everywhere all the time.
That's right.
He has to send some of his imps to the East Coast, some of his imps to the West Coast, some of his imps to the South, and some of his imps to the North.
Yep.
Because contrary to popular belief, Satan got no power. Satan is less than what we are. You say, how? He was Satan. Yeah, he was. Lucifer had power, but it's gone. And guess what? He really does have less power than we do now. How so? Because greater is he that is within me than the one running around in the world.
That's right.
And if we got God in us, come on now.
Yes.
We got God on the inside. He doesn't have God at all.
Yes, Pastor.
Wake up. Smell the coffee. It's 2024.
Amen.
It's time out for being ignorant to the devices of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Guess what? I need to tell y'all this. When Jesus was up in heaven, minding his own business, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, guess what? He had compassion then.
Yes.
Because he looked down on his creation and went, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Look how easily they are beset. Because when he had Adam and Eve in the garden, guess what? It wasn't even a good 10 minutes Eve been here on earth, and she got tricked.
Come on now.
Eve, come here, Eve. Look at this. Don't this look good? It sure do. Ooh, that do look good.
Yeah.
You want some? Okay. Here, eat it. Give your husband some. Mm-mm. Here, honey. Take a bite with me.
Yeah.
And he took a bite. You think God wasn't looking at his creation going, what in the world? How is it they're so easily tossed to and fro? I just told that man, do not eat of the garden and the tree in the middle of the garden. You can have anything and everything else you want, but don't touch that one.
Yep. And what did
and
she do?
And that's the very one that the serpent used to tempt him with. Here you go. Take a bite.
Uh-huh.
And if it was just that easy, here, look, the fruit look good. Taste it. It's sweet. Huh. I'm so glad that inside God's word, now it says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Yeah. No longer do we need to taste any forbidden fruit or taste a car or a house or a job. We don't have to taste none of that. We need to taste and see. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That the Lord is good. And his mercy. My goodness, glory to God. Come on now. They endure forever. Why? Because we are forever getting ourselves in trouble.
Hey.
It's 2024. I don't know about y'all, but I want to run, jump, leap, do everything I got to do in this year.
Yes,
for God.
Lord.
My first thing, God, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong, God? Help me. Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. My second thing, now, God, what would you have me to do for you?
Yes.
You ought to be glad that he's God and not Janet Jackson. Because he'd be looking at us going, what have you done for me lately?
Hey.
Why are you asking for a car and a house and a wife and a kid and a job and this and that? I need to know, what have you done for me lately?
I don't recall
seeing you praying. I don't recall. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. And I know somebody's back there going, this is her New Year's message?
Yes!
Because last year y'all was jumping up and down, God's going to do a new thing, God's going to do a new thing. And this year God is saying, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You do the new thing. You change your perspective on life.
Yes, indeed.
You remember why I sent my son in the first place. You remember that it's never been about blessing you. It's really been about blessing me. Salvation is my plan.
Yes.
For my people.
Yes, Lord.
It's always been about salvation. It's never been about things.
Nope.
Things, yeah, they're going to make you happy for a second. A car is going to make you look good. A good job is going to make you feel good. It's going to give you money to take care of your bills, But salvation
is forever.
Salvation is guaranteeing your eternity.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Will not burn in hell. So for 2024, there's nothing better that he can offer you other than to remind you of the price he paid so that you can freely receive salvation.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
The title of this message is Unseen Compassion. It says that when Jesus saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion.
Yes.
Why? My goodness, glory to God. It says he was moved with compassion. Why? Because they were being harassed and they were helpless. They look like sheep without a shepherd. I love the fact that he says, like sheep without a shepherd.
Yes.
He didn't say, they're sheep without a shepherd. You know why? Because the devil is a liar. We have a shepherd. Oh, yeah. When he came down, he came down as our Savior. But he's still our shepherd. All these other ones, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Billy, Pastor Tutu, we're the hirelings. We come and go. Oh, this ain't working out for me. I don't think I want to do this anymore. Oh, this ain't good enough for me. I don't think I want to. Let me have a drink. Let me have a smoke. Get me out of here. This word ain't for me. The word ain't doing nothing but putting me back in bondage. Boy, ain't you crazy? That's what the Israelites said. Why did you take us out of Egypt to have us out here starving and going, ooh, 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 ooh. They were so blinded.
Yes.
Blinded by their circumstance.
Yep.
That they could not see. They were way better off than where God brought them from.
My goodness.
They thought, in Egypt, at least we get to eat. Are you crazy? Who wants to eat with chains on their feet and chains on their hands and only can eat when they say so? And eat what they give you.
They
now
eat.
You got a choice.
Yep.
You sitting there telling, I don't
want
that meat. I don't eat no hamburger. Oh, I'm allergic to fish and I don't want no chicken. Oh, I think I want to. I don't want no ribs today. You got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're in bondage? Bondage is being in prison where all you get is bread and water and some salad. I don't know what kind of meat you're going to get because they're not going to give you what they're giving us out here. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You are not in bondage. You are more free than we've ever been.
Yes. Absolutely.
We have come a long, long, long way.
Thank you.
Jesus was in heaven, and watch this now. Y'all do know Father, Son, and Holy Ghost for one, so he's talking to himself. He says, you know what? I can't lead them down there like that.
Right.
Look at them. They look like a sheep without a shepherd.
That's right. They're
being harassed.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is just running rampant through my people because guess what? Oh, my goodness, God of God. When I looked it up in the commentary said they were not merely as sheep that have grown weary, tired, faint, hungry, and looking up to be fed. No, he says it was more than that. The commentary says they were as those that have been harassed by the wolf, the prey of thieves and robbers, the prey of Satan and his imps. Why? Mm-hmm. He's the only one that's come to rob you. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy you.
Yes, he did.
And quiet as it's kept, had it not been for the Lord who is on your side,
yes,
you would not even be here to celebrate 2024.
Come on now.
Your celebration should be like the angels in heaven. Holy,
yes.
Holy, holy. Lord God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
You ought to be singing his praises.
That's right.
Because he's the reason you're still here. He's the reason for life, health, and strength. He's the reason you got a job. He's the reason you got a car. He's the reason you got a roof over your head. He's the reason. He is the reason. He is the reason.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Guess what? When he was in heaven,
mm-hmm.
he was moved by compassion.
Yes.
Look at those two in the garden. What did I tell them? And then guess what? Jesus was already interceding on your behalf. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And you said, wait a minute. Jesus had to come down here and be born through Mary, right?
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
No, Jesus came down to be born through Mary so he could exist here on, oh, my goodness, glory to God, so he could exist here on earth. Don't let it be said that he wasn't already in heaven. Because guess what? In the beginning, when he created heavens and the earth, he said to himself out loud, me, myself, and I, me, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, he said, let's make man in our own image.
Yes, he did.
Come on now. You've got to understand what the Word of God is saying like never before. 2024, you don't want to miss everything that God has for you, everything that God, every opportunity God is sending your way to do what he has called you to do.
Yes.
He had compassion on you because he loves you.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. You might be like sheep, but you are not without a shepherd. And I said, you have to be, you might be like sheep. You know why I say that? Because we're all down here wandering, thinking we're going in the right direction. Here's the thing. Jesus says, you're not walking this way. You're not headed in the right direction. Which way? This way. Which way? He says, I am the way.
That's right.
If you're not coming through Jesus,
you're
heading in the wrong direction.
You have not
accepted Jesus
as your
Lord and Savior. You're going in the wrong direction. Jesus is not Lord of your life, you are not heading in the right direction.
That's right.
It's 2024. If you want to see 2025, and even if God deems that you don't see 2025, make sure in 2024 you get it right, so that if you don't make it to see 2025, at least you know you can walk through the pearly gates and go, so you say you got a mansion for me, huh? Which one is mine, Lord?
What floor?
Don't be the person
Lord.
To get to the gate and he send you the other way.
Ooh.
I think I told y'all a long time ago, and I have to come in for a close. I think I told y'all a long time ago, I only had a dream, a dream that I had died. My older sister was there, my mother was there, and I had died. And when we got to the gate, my mama went in, my older sister went in. I don't know why God chose those two to be in the dream. I guess because they made me most comfortable, so I wouldn't be scared of what else was going on around me. They walked on in. Hear me, I'm trying to walk behind them, and I hear the two guys at the gate saying, she can't get in. And the one going, she can. Father says if she asks for forgiveness before she's taken, she can get in. And they going back about, no, it's too late. She said it too late. And I'm looking around like, ain't nobody behind me. What are they talking about? I know they're talking about me. I'm getting ready to go in.
Yeah.
But they were standing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the dream, when I was dying, I said, Father God, forgive me for everything I've ever done. Father God, have mercy on me. Lord God, please forgive me. And then, boom, I was there. They walking through the gate, and I try to walk through the gate. The one angel said she did it on time. The other angel said she didn't. She did. She didn't. And they were arguing. I was stuck at the gate.
Wow.
I don't want to get stuck at the gate. I want to walk through the gate. Whether it's in 2024, 25, 26, 3,000, I don't care. When God said my time is up, I want to walk through the gate.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about the gates of hell.
Oh, hey, no.
I want to go into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And enjoy the freedom.
Mm.
The freedom of being behind those pearly gates.
Mm, my God, my God, my God.
So if I've not done it yet, I've got to do it in 2024 and say, God, help me to do better, Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord, help me.
Help me to live the life.
That
live a lifestyle
help
that
me.
Is pleasing unto my Father.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Every now and then I get a taste of something to drink. And I don't know why, because I don't really like alcohol. It tastes creepy to me. But every now and then I say, I'd like to have a little Bahama Mama or something. You know, Southern Comfort, give me something. And right when I'm getting ready to get it, I change my appetite.
Okay.
And I go, oh, yeah, let me have that eggnog. Or give me that Coke. Or give me that 7-Up. And I don't, when I get to the thing, I don't even realize that I was asking for it, because I just make a U-turn and get something else. I don't pay it no mind. We've got to be like that in 2024. All those things you think you're desiring, you got to have a made-up mind.
Come on. You don't
need them.
Yes, make up
that's that. Not where you get your peace of mind from.
Mm.
You get it from a God that's having compassion on you.
Yes, Lord.
You get it from a God that is willing to be your shepherd, even though you're still wandering around and he's trying to guide you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He's trying to guide you in the way you should go, and he's still willing. He's still willing.
Thank you.
To be your shepherd.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And you wondering, and he's got the staff, and he's trying to lead and guide you in the way that you should go. But you're wandering over here, and you're wandering over there, and you got Jesus interceding on your behalf, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why? Because he's still having compassion on us. You don't see it. You don't know it. He's moved by compassion for us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He doesn't want to see us hurt. He doesn't want to see us left behind. He doesn't want to see us doing without. He wants to see us live life and life more abundantly in the presence of our Father. He wants to see us press towards the mark on a daily basis. Try to do better. Try to live Christ-like. With everything in you, put your best foot forward in 2024, because Jesus is still sitting on the throne having compassion for you. Amen. God bless you guys.
What a word. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for this wonderful word tonight, unseen compassion. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online, only if they want to, how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 623-271. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. I'm well, and I pray you all are well also. And it was a very important message. Everybody's making New Year's resolutions, but I think a lot of us, like Pastor Kathy said, God is asking, what have you done for me? We're all focusing on losing weight or doing something for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But what have we done for God? And I have got to change my attitude, the war I have in my mind. Everything I think about, I under false assumptions, false imaginations. I have lived a long time with false assumptions and imaginations that have never come about, and it was just the Satan trying to keep me in fear and bondage. And this year, as soon as that thought comes into my mind that this person is trying to do this and that person is trying to do that, I'm going to stop and lean on the promises of God. He's not going to bring me around people that are like that. He cares about me, and I truly need to start believing that this year. So thank you for that reminder.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, Pastor Cass, 980-417, God bless you. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't think he'd give a comment, but he's one of my spiritual sons. And I tell you, that young man blesses me, because I learned last week, talk about sowing seeds. This young man, when I see, I don't care what he look like, hands hanging off, he trying to look all cool, Mo D. I look at him and go, what are you doing, young man?
He said, come on, Miss Kathy, come on. Say less, say less. And I'm looking at him going, what? But I tell you, he learned. This is not someone that's saying they're a Christian and doing things opposite of what they say. This is the real ordeal. You know how I know he learned that? Because I learned last week, he's been telling other people, y'all need to get on that line. I'm telling you, you need to get on that line and hear the word of God. He didn't tell them to hear Miss Kathy. He said to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Which, amen.
It just happened to be coming through Miss Kathy, but it's God's word.
Yes, it is.
So he never says anything. He's in the background sowing seeds. That young man is telling other people to get on this line. And there was a young lady that called me just to check on me. She said, he's always telling me, get on the line. I need to hear the word of God. She said, send me the link. That's what I did. You know, I sent her the link. The thing is, just to hear that young man
mm-hmm.
is out speaking on the gospel of Jesus. Get on the line. Get on the line. You got to hear this word. You got to hear this word. He's already doing the work of God. He might not have come in yet because Jesus said, I got a whole lot that haven't come in yet. He may okay. not have come in yet, but mm-hmm. he is an elder in the making. God bless you, young man, and your family. You know I love you. And I'm going to say less. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda.
And I know you go ahead on and say the call to salvation and the benediction and say more, not less.
I say that because that's his favorite word.
I know.
Well, it is 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
And with that being said, and I'm shaking like a leaf over here because right. I just allowed God to pour through me. And that word, I don't care how anybody received it, what they received, that word is shook me up for 2024. God is having compassion on us. He sees us down here still being harassed by Satan
mm-hmm.
and having compassion on us, right?
Right.
And so he's some that are strong enough to deal with what we're going through without it breaking us down.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Elder Leslie, if she would please close us out and do the call of salvation. I love you, dear heart. Go ahead.
Thank you, Almighty God, for the people that you have brought into our lives, that you've given this anointing, this gift to speak your words to us, to bring us hope and to bring us healing and confidence. Thank you, Almighty God, that all we have to do to say to our Lord Jesus, come into my heart, change the way I think, change the way I see things, help me do better each day, just like Pastor Kathy said, we try to do better each day, and this pleases you, Father, and God, help us all to turn to Jesus, to accept this incredible gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we will live with you eternally. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
As it is in Acts 24, Lord, we say, Lord, what must I do to be saved?
What must I do, God? Create me a clean heart. Father, I want to be more like you and less like me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Still showing compassion on us. You still love us more than you've ever loved us. And you're
Amen.
Still trying to lead and guide your sheep.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, God. Thank you for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. We
yes.
love you. Thank you. Honor to be 2024. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we started out with communion. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
And remember,
Hallelujah.
Savior, thank you, God. We have a Savior that we can do this in remembrance of.
Yes,
remember,
we
do. Mm-hmm. Body that was blood, his blood that was shed for us. Remember him. Yes. While you ask it, remember you, remember him too. He loves you. It's not his desire that you should perish. He's a merciful, forgiving, providing, protecting God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Go to bed with, Father, forgive me for all my sins today, and wake up in the morning saying, thank you, God, for another day of life, health, and strength. Thank
yes.
you, God. Father God, yes. as we acknowledge you, you said in your word that you would lead and guide us in the way
yes.
we should go.
Yes.
All we got to do is acknowledge you. Get up acknowledging you so you can lead and guide us in the pathway you would have us to go. We thank you. We love you. Honor and joy be with every household represented under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and welcome.
God bless you guys.
Love you guys. On that note, we are out.
Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
God bless and shalom.